Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingrid.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the avant-garde sitar of Anushka Shankar. Anushka Shankar is a master musician known for playing the sitar as well as being a composer and producer. She studied, of course, with her famous father, Ravi Shankar, who had a smaller instrument made for his 7-year-old daughter. Over the years, she has reinvented sitar music, playing with musicians from various genres, cultures, and geographies, and looking for new situations and contexts to use its inimitable voice. As she puts it, she de-exotified the sitar. Flamenco, hip-hop, jazz, and cinematic scores are all fair game. Her latest record, the first of a trilogy, is called Chapter 1, Forever for Now, featuring production and collaboration from Aruj Aftab and Nils Fromm. It is available through Lighter and on streaming services. After recording and releasing 3 relatively traditional albums, it was time for something new. In 2005, she released Rise, composing, self-producing, and playing other instruments, finally publicly expressing her own sound. She collaborated with tabla experimentalist Kirsch Kale for 2007's Breathing Underwater. ...2011's Traveler was made with Javier Limón and highlights some of the connections between Indian classical music and Spanish flamenco music, which in its earliest forms traveled with free nomads all the way from what is now northern India. After the passing of her father, she released Traces of You in 2013. In 2016, she released Land of Gold, featuring singer-songwriter Olive Lenz.
Be no bird and be polite, say goodbye and say hello. Wait your turn, sit up proud, go to bed now, sweet dreams.
And there's a remix version, woot woot!
Tell them I won't.
Then came Love Letters, written at the end of a relationship, the end of a marriage. The record is heartbreaking. It's also hopeful and resilient, an ode to the power and support that women can lend each other. Written, produced, recorded, and mastered by women, released in 2020.
Does she feel younger than me? But most importantly... call her bright eyes too.
KEXP's DJ Geody B. Fly asked about the latest release.
Would you mind sharing a little bit with us about this album? What is the story that you're telling with your latest pieces?
Well, Chapter One, Forever For Now, is the first of a series of mini albums I'm releasing over the next year as part of an evolving story as we tour and as life informs the process. So this first chapter, I was really, really happy and proud to have my dear friend, the incredible musician and singer Aru Jafdab, produce. And also one of my favorite artists, Niels Fram, is the featured artist on several of the tracks. It's a collection of four songs where I felt really focused on trying to capture moments and emotion rather than a different way of working, which is about finessing layer after layer and coming up with some kind of perfect product. I really just wanted to capture moments and space and vulnerability. And that's why I chose to work with those two artists, because they're so brilliant at exactly that. So I'm really proud of this collection. But yeah, it's the first of a chapter, of a series of chapters. So there's a couple more to come.
Anushka Shankar has 9 Grammy nominations. We think it's time she was given the award. For this session, Anushka and the band played 2 songs from 2016's Land of Gold, 1 from 2011's Traveler, and a brand new single from Forever For Now. Here's Anushka Shankar, live on KEXP.
Thank you.
just heard Anushka Shankar with the songs Boat to Nowhere and Secret Heart.
Live on KXP.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Now here's more of our live session with Anushka Shankar.
Thank you.
And that was our live session with Anushka Shankar. You heard the songs Dancing in Madness and Stolen Moments. We'd like to thank Anushka Shankar and her band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KUMD 103.3 The Basement, broadcasting from the University of Minnesota Duluth in, you guessed it, Duluth, Minnesota. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, check out our brand new offering, the Cobain 50 podcast. Dive into Kurt Cobain's top 50 albums. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.